Valentine's Dinner at Nelson's Landing, Sunday, February 10th.
We're back here on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN. And right now we're talking Cloud County Community College. We have the president of the college, Dr. Adrian Douglas, in studio, as well as the Geary County Campus Director, Jennifer Zabotrisky, as we continue talking about what's some of the programs and education is going on. And as I understand, you guys start your semester, well, you have started the semester last week, right?
We sure did. We start about the same time K-State does, typically, oftentimes the day after. And our traditional 16-week semester runs from about mid-January, this year is the third week in January, to the middle of May. And then we also have two shorter sessions within that 16 weeks. So they're about 8 weeks, a first session and a second session. And of course, those courses are available on our campus in Junction City and in Concordia and online. So online, we have a pretty extensive offering of full session and first and 8 week courses as well.
Let's talk about some of the some other programming you have here available this semester. The CNA and CDL program, for example, that's something that's available to students?
You bet. So we've been doing certified nurse aid courses at Cloud County Community College for years. We've got a very strong nursing program on our Concordia campus, but we are offering about two CNA courses a month here in the Junction City, Manhattan area. And it's an online hybrid course. It's a 5-credit-hour course. And so students can take, it's about 5 weeks where they do the classroom portion is done online, and then they have clinicals that they complete in a long-term care facility in this area, Manhattan, Junction City, Chapman, perhaps. And so that's very popular. It's short-term training, can get students through the program quickly. They can take their state test on our campus, usually within a week or two of completing the program. And so then they get their CNA license and they're ready to go to work. CDL. So we're starting CDL again, and we're excited about that. There's definitely a need in this area, being right along Interstate 70. And so we actually have a course, our first course that we've done in quite a while, is starting on Monday. So if there's anybody interested, there is still time to enroll. So we'll be doing, I believe it's going to be 2 weeks in the evening, and that's the classroom portion, and it is preparing students to go to the DMV and take the 3 tests they need to take to get their instructional permit. I've learned more about CDL than I ever thought that I would, but don't put me in a truck. So once they that's the what we call phase one in the classroom. And then we are leasing a truck. So we will have a tractor trailer on campus available for students to do the phase two, which is behind the wheel driving. And that prepares them to go down to the DMV and take their driving test. And folks who know the CDL lingo are familiar with Class A or Class B CDL license, and they could get either. They can test for either with the truck we've got and the training that we'll provide.
Yeah, you talk about a job that's in demand. That's the backbone of our country here is truck drivers.
Mm-hmm. So true, and so in demand in this area. So we're excited to get that going, and it's an evening program. Our instructor has a full-time job training folks at the company he works for. So he is a teacher, and he will be even doing the driving practice will be evenings and weekends. So it's something that folks could even work in around, you know, a full-time job if they need to.
All right. You mentioned both of these programs, you know, having partnerships with within the area and the region here. And I know that's a big talk. You guys have, as I understand, Dr. Douglas, done more work here with the local chambers to help meet workforce needs.
Absolutely. We have been working in concert with the chamber, also the USD, to really look at how we can help prepare high school students to, you know, prepare to enter into whether they want to go into higher education and further their education, or if they want to be prepared to go into some of these jobs that can get them some pretty good beginning earning salaries. And so in addition to that, we're looking at workforce needs and really trying to get with the employers to understand what their needs are, whether there are skills gaps, and so that we can prepare individuals to be able to have the educational level that and the skill level that employers require them to have to be able to be successful in the jobs. The other thing that we have to think about with that, too, is our aging population. And so a lot of people, the baby boomers, are retiring and coming out. And so that's going to really leave a lot of holes in some of these areas. And we're really trying to get in front of what those needs are going to be so that we can start to be able to prepare individuals to step into those roles. And so I think that's a key part of what we've been doing in the work that, you know, the conversations we've been having with the chamber specifically, and looking at, you know, how we just partner together and share resources, because, you know, we realize that we can't do it all by ourselves. And so we believe that the best way to be able to accomplish this and meet the needs of this region are to be able to work together, collaborate, and see how we can share resources and do more for more.
Well, I know when we talked earlier with Dr. Bosco, we were talking about the, you know, the rising cost of tuition here at the university level, and it's something that's a deterrent for a lot of students who don't want to maybe go on and get a four-year degree or beyond that. But community college has always been pretty dang affordable.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that I really fell in love with about the community college, which is why, you know, I specifically wanted to study and work in the community college sector, because in addition to affordability, you know, we have accessibility. And so we're really open to everybody who might, you know, want to obtain a higher education, because I believe that education transforms lives. And so that's the way that people can get into having higher, you know, earning wages and living wages and that sort of thing. And so accessibility, affordability, small class sizes, I mean, that's what the community college is really all about. And if you want to go on to a four-year, or if you want to go to work, you know, our mission is to prepare students to meet, you know, all of those needs, and to really see how we can continue to contribute to the economy. And we do that very well.
And I imagine here, being located within the region here, you get a lot of students go on to Kansas State afterward.
Absolutely. K-State is our number one transfer institution. And so our students do go there, and they perform very well. And so we're excited about that. And we have a wonderful partnership with K-State, and we look to continue to grow that in any way that we can. And so it's just a great partnership, another one of those great collaborations.
All right.
Yeah, I was just going to add on to that. We do. Traditionally, we've done a great job, as do the other community colleges mm-hmm. in the state, of preparing students to transfer on to universities and being right next door to Manhattan. Most of the students on our Gary County campus who are looking to transfer on and get a bachelor's degree do go on to K-State. So we work closely with the colleges and departments and advisors and the admissions office at Kansas State, and they take very good care of us and our students to help make sure they have a smooth transition. And it really does save the students some money to start with us if we're the best fit, and get the first couple of years out of the way and get their general education done, and then transfer on and become a Wildcat.
Yeah. I mean, it's something I did. I didn't live here, but in this region, but I went to a community college and then on to university, and I have to say it was a nice experience. I mean,
good.
Got my general eds done, and then went right on to school. But and I'm sure you have scholarships available.
We absolutely do. Yeah, we absolutely do. So actually right now, students can apply for scholarships at Cloud for our next year, for next fall, the 2019-2020 school year. So we've got a lot of scholarships available, and some specifically for the Gary County campus. So as We have traditionally served adult students more so than traditional students coming straight out of high school. We're seeing more high school students who are staying closer to home, wanting to save some money. And so, yeah, they can absolutely go to cloud.edu and apply for scholarships right now, and we'll help point them into the direction of scholarships at the university if and when they want to transfer on.
All right. I see right here on your website, ranked number 2 best community college in Kansas by schools.com.
Yay.
We're pretty excited about that. Yeah. We won't mention who is number 1, but
we're going for them.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. A lot of good information here. Anything else before we let you go?
No. Yeah. One thing, Brandon, we just put together what we're calling our Cloud County Community College just the facts sheet. And we'll be sure that you get that. We think it has some wonderful information that talks about the economic impact that we have in our community, in our counties. It has just different fun facts just about our students, demographics, and just different things that we have going on our campus. Both of them. And so we're excited about that. We want to be able to share that information with taxpayers.
Okay. Well, appreciate that. Again, Dr. Adrian Douglas, president of Cloud County Community College, and Jennifer Zabotrisky, director of the Geary County Campus, our guests here. That'll do it for In Focus here on this Wednesday.
Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game, and K-State women's basketball all up today.
K-State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at kstate.bank. K-State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.